Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, Spirit, Australia, advises that the level of solar activity continues to be low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is now 9090, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 3434. And those figures are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. It just means that high frequency propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths on long distances on frequencies above about 12 MHz will continue to be unviable. Our first item this time concerns a news release from the BBC in London. It's titled, "The BBC World Service launches £289 million expansion with services in new language." And it aims to deliver BBC news in 40 new languages. The BBC Service World Service will extend its reach across the world as it launches new services in 12 languages, such as Amharic, Afan Oromo and Tigrinya from next month. The service aims to target areas such as Ethiopia and Eritrea as part of the £289 million expansion, its biggest since the 1940s. The expansion will continue to roll out further services, including Korean, throughout the year, that's this year, with a view to deliver BBC News in more than 40 languages. Plans begin shortly with the launch of a new digital service in the Pidgin language, spoken by more than 75 million people across Nigeria, Cameroon, Ghana and Equatorial Guinea. Describing the wider project as a new chapter for the BBC, the broadcaster's Director General, Lord Tony Hall, said the BBC World Service is one of the UK's most important cultural exports. In a world of anxieties about fake news, where media freedom is being curtailed rather than expanded, the role of an independent, impartial news provider is more important than ever. The new services we're launching will reach some of the most underserved audiences in the world. Commenting on the new Pigeon service, which will feature six daily editions of BBC Minute, World Service Director Francesca Unsworth said, "For more than 80 years, the BBC World Service has brought trusted news to people across the globe. I'm delighted that millions in West and then East Africa will be able to access the BBC in the languages they speak." She added, "The BBC World Service expansion will also bring benefits to audiences in the UK. Having more journalists on the ground will enrich our international reporting, bringing news from areas which are often under-reported." The Pigeon service will grow in November to include two daily news video bulletins and will be followed by two further West Africa services in Yoruba and Igbo next year. The upcoming services in Amharic, Afan Oromo and Tigrinya will be supplemented later in the year with shortwave radio services made up of 15-minute current affairs programs followed by 5-minute learning English programs on weekdays. Some information now from our sources in Europe concerning shortwave monitoring in that continent. BBC via the Wolverton station, noted on 11660 between 0630 and 0700 in Hausa to West Africa, the power 250 kilowatts and the antenna 160 degrees, 160. And the BBC via the Ascension relay on 9440 between 0700 and 0730 in French to West Africa, 250 kilowatts and 27 degrees antenna. And SEBA radio, broadcasting via the relay station at Moosbrunn in Austria. The frequency is 15260, 0800 to 0830 in Arabic. The program known as Radio Sama to the Near and Middle East. The antenna 115 degrees, 115, and the transmitter power 100 kilowatts. And some more information from our European sources. Radio France International, noted on 11905 from the Usedom transmitting site in France. 0600 to 0658, 11905. In English to West and Central Africa, good reception. And reception of the Voice of Greece, two frequencies, 9420 and 9935. Noted in the period 1800 to 0900 in Greek. Transmitting power 170 kilowatts, transmitting antenna 323 degrees. And South Korea, a new frequency for the Voice of Freedom, a politically based station, is 6045, replacing 6135. Schedule appears to be 0300 to 0800 in Korean through Northeast Asia, and again 0900 to 1500, 1600 to 2000, and 2100 to 2100 to 0200. Note the gap there between 0800 and 0900, 1500 to 1600, and 2000 to 2100. Now, alternative frequencies have been registered in case of interference. These are 5920 and 6020, as well as 5940. Some further notes concerning propagation here in Melbourne, again in the 31 metre band, this time between 2300 and 2330, include the following. 9420, the Voice of Greece with its international service in Greek. 9450, Radio Taiwan International in Chinese. And 9460, China Radio International, broadcasting in Cantonese from Kunming. And 9505, the Overcomer Ministry from WRMI. And 9535, Radio Free Asia from the Kuwait relay station in Chinese. And another Radio Free Asia frequency, 9555 in Tibetan from the Dabaya relay station in the UAE. And 9600, the Vatican Radio via the relay station in Asia from Chenang in the Philippines. The morning broadcast in Vietnamese, signing on at 2315. And 9635, the Voice of Vietnam, broadcasting its domestic service, very strong signals here in Melbourne. 9635, Radio Taiwan International, broadcasting in Chinese. And 9790, the BBC from the Singapore relay station in Kranji, with its program, morning programs in English to Asia. And 9760, Radio Romania International in Spanish. And 9835, Radio Television Malaysia from Kajang, relaying one of the domestic service FM stations in Malay. And 9840, the Voice of Vietnam, external service in Indonesian. And 9875, Radio Free Asia from Dushanbe, the relay station there, broadcasting to Asia in Tibetan. And 9935, the Voice of Greece, broadcasting in Greek. And 9900, Radio Taiwan International, broadcasting in Chinese from the station there in China. And another frequency for the China Radio International, 9480, in fact it's China National Radio Network 11, for actually domestic services, domestic audiences, broadcasting in Tibetan. And 9405, the Far East Broadcasting Company from Manila, Philippines, with its morning programs in Chinese. So we're continuing to receive good signals from many stations in the 31 metre band here in Melbourne, and these good conditions should continue until the equinox in September. So quite a lot of opportunities there for frequency monitoring and propagation analysis. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me or is it you? Hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once, hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody, every night.